welcome to the Geordie and Guns podcast, episode 3. Once again, joined by my regular co-host, Geordie. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Good to be back.
It is. I was just saying off camera, it's 2 weeks is a long time. Feels like it's been ages.
It does feel like a while. Yeah.
Big show today. Once again, show keeps growing. Thanks to everybody who's reached out. It's been amazing. We've got a couple of big interviews this week. We met Matty Leachy from Brisbane, talking about 1/8 scale in Brisbane, and the mighty world-class Kyle McBride is also a guest on the show, so that's going to be pretty cool. We're actually interviewing him after this segment, aren't we, Geordie?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be good to hear from him.
It will be, yeah. He's a legend. Right, so let's go through the news. What's the first item on the news, Geordie?
Yeah, so we found out today the new Team Associated 1/8 Nitro and Electric Buggies came out today, or yesterday. So they look pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, there's a bunch of videos. They did a promo video where their factory drivers are trying it out at DNC. It looks pretty good, eh?
Yeah, I've heard they're racing this weekend, the DNC.
They are. So I watched a bit of that today, which is the other news item. Dirt Nitro Challenge is in the States. It's got 970-something entries, 380 drivers or something.
That's pretty crazy, yeah.
That's epic, man. Track's humongous too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it looks like there's heaps of airtime on that track. So
it's interesting.
Pretty gnarly.
Ryan Lutz, right, he posted on his Facebook page that I estimate 60% air, 40% on the road. Right?
Yeah.
And I wrote to him, I said, a lot of the bigger USA races, I actually find it's too much in the air. And he agreed, right? This one looks insane. They're just flying the whole time, aren't they?
Yeah, the jumps are massive, like incredibly big. So.
Poor cars. But Ty Tesman was the top practice seed today, wasn't he?
Yeah, I saw that today. Nitro buggy.
In his X-ray. Yeah.
Yep.
It's good. I watched a bit of the live stream. So live RC on YouTube. So I know we do normally Australian news, but it's pretty much a world's man. Like Ongaro, Rutherford, Battier, they're all there. Yeah.
You got all the Europeans nearly there.
Yeah.
And then all the Americans and Canadians and all that.
Yeah. It's unreal.
Good to see.
Yeah, it's unreal. Because it's been so long. They haven't raced each other because of COVID for ages. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's massive.
So, well, I guess next episode we can talk about it a bit once we get a chance. So Dirt Nitro Challenge, the AE buggies come out. They're up for pre-order. Campbelltown Hobbies, I think, put a thing on that they actually, you can pre-order the AE 1/8 buggies, which is interesting. So,
yeah, saw that today. Yeah.
All right. What's the VDS, the Victorian Driver Series, Geordie? What's that all about?
Yeah, so we actually haven't done it for a couple of years because of COVID, I'd say. But yeah, it used to be an event where there was four tracks in Victoria and we all travel there and race it out. I think it was the best 3 out of 4 count to the overall score from like Keilor, Madura, Knox, and Wodonga. So yeah, those four count. You drop your worst one, I think, or the one you didn't go to. Then it adds up to see who the Victorian off-road driver champion is in each class.
It looks kick-ass. So you're going to be you're going to be doing this?
Yeah, we'll try and go to all of them if we can. So, I mean, we've got Keilor in April and then Mallee Madness in Madura in June, then the Knox Cup at Knox in October and then the Wodonga GP in November. So it's pretty spread out.
Yeah, it looks good. So have you driven at Mallee and Knox?
Yeah, Mallee Madness is the one in Madura. I think the last time we were there was October last year.
Right.
But, yeah, with Knox, I haven't been there for a couple of years, so it'll be interesting.
And what are those surfaces like?
Madura, it's kind of similar to Wodonga, but it holds up. It's kind of like that dirtish clay type of thing.
Right.
But it, like, really grooves up really nice in the evening, which is similar to Wodonga. And then, the Knox, that's more of a clay track. So it requires a bit more maintenance, but the layout is really cool. It's really fast and flowing.
Oh, awesome. So a bit like Ride, is it, the clay?
Similar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Sounds really good. So we're having one here, I think. We do have one here. It's going to – hasn't been announced yet. When I say here, I mean New South Wales. They're apparently doing it. It used to be the club series, but now they've made it a driver series.
Okay.
Individual drivers. Yeah, so it used to be you've got points for your club, Ride, Hills.
Yeah.
But now I think it's a driver series. So it might be the same. So hopefully that'll get announced at some stage.
Yeah. How many tracks do they have over there in that series?
So we did, last time it was on, there was Southern Highlands, Ride, Hills, Maitland. There might be one more
It's
that
about
I can't
four
think
or five.
of. Yeah, about the same. There's definitely those four.
Yeah.
Whether it's just four, it might have been. I'm not sure there's a fifth, but I can't think of one right now. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's pretty similar to the Victorian
Yeah,
Charter
sounds
Series.
the same. Yeah. So it's good. Hopefully we'll do that. So first one's the 16th, 17th of April at Keilor.
Yep.
So awesome. Good to see how you go.
So that's over the Easter holidays, I think.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
And it'll be standard format, is it? There's nothing special with these, are they? They're just
No, I think
IFMA
it's just
just
three qualies, three finals.
so
So
same.
I think it's all they're all like that.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
keeps
Awesome.
it simple.
All right. That's the news. So yeah, it was good to pick up with some news going on. So check out the Dirt Nitro Challenge on Live RC. We'll put a there's a link. I'll put a link in to the Victorian Driver Series and also links to the new AE RC8B4 and RC8B4E. So they're the new chassis from the 3. I think the last one might have been a 3.2. So they've it's a
Yeah,
whole
something like
new.
that.
Yeah, they look really good. Interesting, really good. The X-ray one's coming out next month, I think. So we'll have a
Yeah.
chat about that one for sure.
Think something new
Racing
under
recap. Wodonga, SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely summer, that's for sure, up there.
So, Geordie, let's hear about it from the man himself. Let's go.
Yeah, so it was another great weekend of racing. It was pretty hot as well. I think mid-30s again. So that the name lives up to its thing, SummerSlam, that's for sure. So yeah, we had practice on the Friday afternoon. So then it was racing on the Saturday, and then Sunday we all came home. So it was good to have that day to come home before back to school on Monday. Yeah. So Friday we had about, I'd say, 3 or 4 hours of practice. So we just dialed in the cars, got used to the track. It was completely different to what like we used to race on, like back at Keilor. Like completely different. It was pure dirt, pure off-road, dusty, bumpy, everything you could imagine in an off-road track, I'd say.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was definitely different. Yeah, we had a bit more practice on the Saturday morning, about another 2 hours, 2 or 3, something like that. And then yeah, we started racing at 1 o'clock, and then we had the three qualies and then three finals for the A mains. And yeah, I was able to, in the two-wheel drive modified qualifying, I took out the first one, and then Lachlan Donnelly took out the second one. So I came down to the last quali for the overall TQ between myself and Lachlan Donnelly. But yeah, Donnelly got that by, I think it was 0.6 of a second in the end.
Wow.
So yeah, it was very
He's
close.
super
So
quick too. Like, I couldn't wait to see him go against you. It was really good to
yeah.
see. And two-wheel drive, he's super strong. So he got
Yeah,
TQ over
for sure.
you, but how did
Yeah.
the races go?
Yeah, the finals, the first one, I just put in no mistakes, and Donnelly made a small error on the second lap, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, he pressured me for the whole race, but I was able to keep it clean, take it to the finish line. And A2, I had a small bubble on the first or second lap, but it was really hard because as the sun was setting, the track was getting darker, but they had the lights on. So it's kind of in that like transition period between
Yeah.
going from like day to night. So I think everyone kind of struggled in that one. But yeah, Lockie put in a clean run, took the win in that one. I finished fifth in that one, I believe. So yeah. And then A3, it was another close race. I was able to, well, Lockie actually had another small error, but I was able to put in a fairly clean race and take the win to take the overall in that one. So that was, yeah, pretty cool to be able to win against a field like nearly a national field as well.
Know. So for those who don't know, like a bunch of the faster Sydney guys went down,
Yeah.
Melbourne guys went up. It's halfway between Sydney and Melbourne on the border.
Yeah,
So,
so it's pretty cool about it. It's like kind of central
yeah,
in
sounded
between the
epic.
cities.
Like, and there's some fast drivers like Ben Cribbin. He won the Bs, I think. Didn't make the As.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I think Jared Mett didn't make the As in four drive. I don't think he was in the Bs for that too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, wow. Like it was. Just goes to show. You know, these are super fast guys, you know, they're, but it was like on a straight, except for the fastest Brisbane guys, it was the Nationals. Anyway, so well
Yeah,
done.
basically.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and four-wheel drive, here we go.
Yep. So four-wheel drive, when the new car was an absolute beast all day. So yeah, I put in three clean qualifiers, took all three, and then took out all three finals. So yeah, it was a
Mate.
really good day for four-wheel drive.
You're on a tear. By the way, if you're watching the video, all these pictures in the background are pictures that Geordie took of, so you can see him with his trophies and his cars and the X-ray team. You're on a tear, man. Like winning Vicks both, and then winning this. I mean, what's the next?
Yeah.
The next big race, I guess, is probably state titles in New South Wales, Sydney one, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Well, either Brisbane. That one or the Brisbane one. Yeah,
Brisbane before it, isn't it? So you don't know whether you're going to Chargers yet, or you're not sure. Or you're.
We're trying to go, but it just depends if Dad can get time off work and if I don't have any tests at school.
Yeah.
We'll try and work around that.
Cool. So I'm still planning to go to that one. Now, this is not a racing. Sorry, actually, four-wheel drive, you won it. So who comes second and third?
Yeah, so second and third was Lockie Monday, second, and then Lockie Donnelly, third.
Wow. Three young guns. And who was the two-wheel drive, second and third? Did you say that?
So second was Donnelly, and then third was Ari Buckler.
Oh, Ari, of course. Yeah. I mean, Ari came, I think, fifth in the four-wheel drive, didn't he?
Something around that. He qualified second.
Right. Okay. Yeah, he's usually he's pretty much near unbeatable. Well, he's really quick in four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
But that's great.
He's usually the man to beat
in
four-wheel.
And just quickly touch on my my world, the stock. Have you got the results in front of you there?
I do, yep.
Yeah.
Stock
so
AMA.
Let's go through both two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive of those.
Yeah, so in stock, Peter Wooster, I think he's a local AE driver there.
Cool.
He came first, and then Michael Stone came second.
He's an X-ray guy from Sydney. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's only his second big 1/10 event.
Yeah, so he does 1/8 or on road. Yeah, that's his. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, he had some really close races with Peter Cooper as well.
Yeah, but Peter came third, did he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Peter came fourth, and then Baden McDonald came third.
Oh, cool.
So he was another local.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, Peter's the president of.
But that was some close racing.
Yeah. That's two-wheel drive. What four-wheel drive end up?
Four-wheel drive, we've got – so Michael Stone took out all three of the finals in that one. It's another X-ray driver. And then Lewis Solar came second, and then Dan Collar third.
Awesome. I think Dan just signed with AE. I think I saw a post. But Louis Solar's a legend. So his son, Brendan Solar, who came second in the Vic State titles, him and Silvagi both went up to Mod, didn't they?
Yeah, they were both in Mod.
Brendan,
this event.
It's good to see Louis still go well in the stock. So that was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Next year I'm going to try to go. I didn't realise it was such a big event until it was too late.
And because it's capped entries as well, you got to get in quick.
So there was this both stock spots came up late, and Jared Ment's dad pinged me and said, hey. I said, mate, I can't wrangle that.
Man, you probably regret it now, right?
Oh, well, it was, It sounded pretty epic, but I am planning on going. So this is not a recap yet; it's a pre-cap. But I am going to the Proline Series in Canberra this weekend. 1/8 Nitro. There's 50 entries in Nitro, and they've already sold out 30 entries in Eve Buggy. They've capped it.
Wow.
So it's going to be pretty big. It's like close to 100 drivers. It's going to be unreal.
It's
but
be
it's been absolutely pouring in Sydney, like torrential. Canberra's got rain, but I think it's not as bad. So at this point, we're still going.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's some better weather.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of footage in that. I'm going to get some videos. And 1/8 scale, I can't wait. I actually got an old Hot Bodies 817 V2. So it's a pretty old car, but it should be fine. I've been working on it all week, getting it dialed.
We have to get an X-ray soon.
Well, they're coming out next month. So,
mate,
I've got so many cars. But depending on how I like it, because I love 1/8 normally, and how many races there are, because it's hard to drive it. There's not a lot of tracks. I need to go to Maitland or. But anyway, we'll see. So,
well, you get heaps of track time in 1/8, so I'm sure you'll be able to pick it up fairly quick.
Yeah, I'm staying with the X-ray team. And pity will the X-ray guys. I'm going to be an imposter though, because I'm going to have my hot bodies. But anyway, it's going to be super fun. So I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's about the next one. So well done.
We're joking around on the weekend at Wodonga. They were kind of convincing me to come up, and I was going to use Ben Cribbins or Ari's 1/8 electric and give that a go up there.
Yeah.
But came back and thought about it, but I don't think it was the best idea to have my first 1/8 event at a big event at Canberra.
It would have
been cool though, but just try and start off locally first.
I like about it, there's no classes, right? So I'm in the same class as Kyle McBride, who's going down, by the way. So, and all them, Ari, all them. So, I mean, I'm going to be in a low main. But I love the bump thing as well. So even if you do, don't go great with your qualifying, you still bump up in the final. I think it's top two bump up every time.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool how that works.
Great format. Yeah, I'm super pumped. So anyway, I can't wait for that. So well done, Geordie, winning the Wodonga Summer Slam. You're a legend. Thank you very much. You're on a tear. Can't wait to see the rest of the week, the rest of the year. Yeah. There you go.
I'll try and keep it going.
Yeah. Raging. Is it Keilor this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a club day on Sunday.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
The weather looks pretty good as well.
But the Mondays are coming up for the Canberra race. I think Ray and Lockie. Yeah.
Yeah, and Andrew Salvaggi, I think, is going up.
Yeah, he's in the e-buggy, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Cool. We'll have a quick break and then we'll be back. We've got an interview with Maddie Leachy, then Kyle McBride, and then we'll come back and do the wrenching.
Awesome.
Welcome back to episode 3 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. I've got a special guest today, Maddie Leachy. Hey, Maddie, how are you?
How you going? Good to see you.
Excellent. So this is normally the club spotlight section, but we're going to do something a bit special today, not just focus on one club, which is Logan. We're going to also talk about 1/8 scale in general in Queensland and the Brisbane area as well, where Matt's from. So Matt, welcome to the show. Before we start off, just a bit about yourself. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, I used to race a bit of on-road when I was a kid, and then took life gets in the way. You know, you meet girls, you get married, you have kids, buy houses, all of that sort of stuff. And then I came back to racing a couple of years ago. In Sydney, where I met yourself at Ride.
Yep.
And I probably did maybe one season at Ride before work relocated me up to the Gold Coast. And ever since then, I sort of have foregone 10th scale racing and picked up 1/8 scale and just run with it from there. And I'd say, look, my class is 1/8 nitro. That's probably my favorite. I think it really is. It's just got so much going for it. It's so much fun. When it works, it works, and when it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a brilliant thing. So, I agree.
100%
like about that. So I did 1/8 nitro 12 years ago when Sydney had a track in Moorbank. And when you're into it and it's working, it's the best. I think it's the best class. But 1/8 is pretty big in Queensland, right? Much bigger than down here.
Yeah, look, I would say this might upset a few people, but I would argue that that Southeast Queensland's the home of 8 scale racing in Australia. And I'd even go to far as say, the most talent is here as well.
Yeah, well, we might find out. So, it's making a bit of a resurgence, I've got to say, right? So when the Moorbank track in Sydney closed, that sort of killed it. And we've got Maitland, Canberra, there's one down in Wollongong, but it's kind of like a separate thing to 1/10. No one 1/10 is doing 1/8, but there's a lot of 1/10 guys starting to buy 1/8s. And even in Canberra next week where I'm going, I'm getting into it again because I've had a 1/8 car sitting there and haven't used it. But a bunch of the fast guys are getting 1/8 cars, so fast 1/10 guys. So I agree. I'm not a 1/8. I can't speak for 1/8, but for me, it always feels like Southeast Queensland is the home. Well, it's much bigger there because you've got multiple tracks too, right?
Yeah. We're very spoiled for choice here. We've got Logan, we've got Pine Hills, we've got Sunshine, we've got Toowoomba. They're the 8 scale tracks, and then you've got for 10 scale you've got Chargers, Goat Track, Mozzie RC. Within sort of a 50k radius, or maybe stretch it out a little bit for Sunshine, but and Toowoomba, but we're within a couple of hours we've got a handful of really good tracks that are run by some really good people too.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, for us, the Maitland track has got a new committee on board. They're talking to the council about upgrading the facility, which would be good. because that's probably, that's about an hour for me. I'm going there on Sunday actually to practice because I'm going to Canberra the week after, and I'm a bit nervous about not having run 1/8 racing for so long. I'm going to be, but yeah. So, so tell us about Logan. Logan's your home track, is that correct? It's your home club.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Logan's about half an hour from my place on the Gold Coast. So, and we get, you know, we get a good local following there. You know, I'd say eBuggy is by far the biggest class.
Oh, really?
It's probably the most pop. Yeah. Definitely. We get sort of 3 to 4 heats of eBuggy and, you know, A and B main are super competitive.
Awesome.
There's not much separating those guys. So, and then with Nitro, we get anywhere from 1 heat to 2 heat. And, you know, if it's a big event, we, you know, that's when you sort of get up around those bigger numbers.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for club racing, it's probably just a bit easier for guys to run eBuggy or eTruggy.
Yeah.
But for me, running Nitro is just, it's just more comparative to full scale motorsport. Feels a bit more like a team sport as well, with, you know, you've got your pit man on the radio. There's a, you know, the noise, the smell, there's a good vibe.
Oh, going, I love it. Yeah, you don't have to convince me. I'm absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for the viewers and the listeners because if you were wondering about it, it is a fair bit to evolve. Like, I was just talking to my 1/10 buddies early today because I'm going for a practice. And last night I was looking over the car. There's brake pads and brake systems and there's, you know, you've got the air filter and there's the carby and there's like so much more, right? But I've got an eBuggy as well, 1/8. But if I want to do 1/8, I want it to be a lot different to what I'm doing normally. So I just go the Nitro. I mean, I could be cursing it next weekend when I realize I flame out every 2 minutes. So. But that sounds really good. So how often does Logan run races?
Fortnightly. So fortnightly on a Saturday, arvo/night. And then when we head towards the winter months, we do a Sunday. We move over to Sundays.
And so you've got lights as well.
Yeah. So during summer, because it gets pretty hot and humid up here, we tend to lean towards the Saturday afternoons and then head into the night. And then once it cools off a bit, we go to almost a full day Sunday. Sunday is probably, we draw a bigger crowd. I think it's a bit more accessible for people work-wise. So in the winter months, you know, you tend to find yourself there from sun up to almost sundown.
Right.
So it's quite a long day.
Yeah. I've got the picture of the track. For those who are watching this on YouTube and not just listening on the podcast, we've got a picture of the Logan track, which is taken by Matty from his drone. Track looks pretty awesome. It looks pretty big. Is it like how much? What's the lap time average on that?
About 30 seconds.
Cool.
You know, quicker guys are, depending on the layout. We've just recently changed the layout, and but you know, the quicker guys are sort of getting around that 27, 28 mark. But let's just call it average 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And you've got an S-Works shirt on there. So that S-Works has kind of just started to get bigger and, well, launched kind of thing in Australia. You're one of the early adopters, I'd imagine. So how's the S-Works going?
Look, I mean, to be, you know, full transparency here, I'm by far a B-main bandit driver here. So I'm not going to claim that straight out of the box is going to change my life, but it does feel a lot more comfortable to drive than what I previously ran. So far so good.
Excellent.
Look, and there's quite a few guys that have picked up the chassis in the last few weeks. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Well, there's a David Ronifor. No, he's Mayalco. One of the big ones. I mean, I know Kyle McBride's S-Works, but there are other pro drivers that are doing it as well, right?
Yeah, you got Elliot Boots.
Oh, Boots.
And Canass. Canass does pretty well.
He's done it for a while, Canass. I think he hasn't. He's been with them for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say now that Kyle's on board, and now that, you know, Campbelltown Hobbies are the distributor, it's probably going to get a little bit bigger. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how they go.
Yeah, so Campbelltown Hobbies, obviously, they're a sponsor of this show and me. So it's good to, plug them. But you're part of that group. I'm on a chat with you around that as well. Now, there's a whole bunch going down to Canberra for the Pro Line Series You're not going down? You're not one of them? Or you are?
No. For me, this time in my life, with two little kids and a wife, I wouldn't be married if I was racing every weekend. So I've got to be very careful when I pick and choose my times to race. If you know what I mean.
Exactly the same. I've got a 3 and a 6-year-old, yeah. And I've given up a bunch of 1/10th races to go to Canberra next week. So I've had to choose. I would love to race every weekend, but my little boy is 7 next year, and I've got a car ready for him. So. Mate, if he gets into it, I've got an open ticket to go anywhere, anytime. So.
Yeah. Well, I've got two little girls, so doesn't look like there's any hope for me at all.
You never know. I could get into it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, talking about nationals this year, they're in Queensland, the 1/8 nationals, aren't they? And whereabouts are they being held?
Yeah, they're going to be up at Sunshine this year. So they obviously got postponed because of COVID last year. So they just roll over again to Sunshine.
And you also mentioned there was an inter-club series off camera. So what's that all about?
Yeah, so we run a little inter-club series between the three 8-scale clubs, so Logan, Pine Hills and Sunshine. It's one round each. So all points count, if that makes sense. And then I guess there's just it's really just bragging rights, I suppose, between the clubs.
How different are the surfaces? Are they different surfaces?
So Logan's, you'd call it probably more a natural clay surface. It definitely needs a bit of water.
Right.
It sort of grooves up as you tend to go into the nighttime or as the sun goes down. Whereas Pine Hills is an oiled surface.
Right.
And Sunshine would be, I'd say, more of a loamy natural. So when it dries up, when it's dry, it's more of a sandy's not probably the right word to say, but let's just call it loamy. Okay. It's a bit looser.
Yeah, right. So that's good. I always like that idea where there's different surfaces. We've got a similar thing here with 1/10th. We have a club series. But the Proline series as well the Proline series traverses the state. Like, they're not within half an hour. Like, we've got Maitland, Canberra, Orange. Like, it's a massive effort. I know some of the guys do all of them, but yeah.
Yeah, we need to get a Proline series up here.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was going to ask you if there is one because, I don't know why there's not. The one down here is pretty cool. Like, we've got 42. Yeah. We've got 42 entries last time I saw in Nitro, and there's about 20 in E-Buggy in Canberra. Like, 42 for a Nitro race. That just goes. It is on the way up here. Like, I know there's some of you guys coming down as well, but it's pretty cool. Mm.
Yeah, we'll have to hit up. We'll have to hit them up for a round, a Queensland round. I think
that'd be awesome. And is Kyle part of your local Logan club?
Yeah, so I guess Kyle probably kind of floats around between the three, really. I suppose COVID's put a massive speed hump in what he would normally do. He's probably, when you chat to him, he'll tell you he spends most of his time overseas, really, at those big races. Mm. I guess he's had to spend a bit more time locally with us, which is great. We've got, like I said earlier, there's so much talent up here when it comes to 8-scale races. We've got Alex, we've got Jackson Beal, we've got Jack Parsi, the Nitskys, who am I missing? TJ, young TJ. There's a whole bunch of kids that are, they're within sort of a second or a half a second of each other. Wow. It's amazing to watch them, when those A mains roll around, really anyone could take it. Alex is really sort of at the forefront at the moment, I would say. He's really sort of kicking goals and really quick. But the others aren't far behind.
And so with Shazzy, is there one predominant Shazzy or is there different brands across those people?
They're all running different.
Yeah, it's so good. I love that about my
Yeah. You've got Alex running AE. Yep. You've got Jackson Beal and Ben Sterling. Sorry, I shouldn't have left him out of that. They're running techno.
Wow.
You've got Jack Parsi's just run. He was JQ, but now running the new Miyako car.
Oh, he's got that. I was wondering whether any Miyako up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So he's had that for a little bit now. You've got Zach. You know Zach Ryan. I should have left him out either.
I know him as well. Yeah. He's semi-pro, right?
Right. Yeah. Running HB. Gosh, I'm so sorry if I miss anyone here. And then you've got Kyle now running S-Works. So, that A main, you know, the top, you know, let's call it 10 for argument's sake, could all be running a different chassis.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
So with 1/10, as you know, if you've got a world-class driver, if Ty Tesman came to our club and did it a bit, no one will get near him, right? Because 1/10 is so precise. 1/8's not quite, like, does Kyle get beat? Or...
Yeah. Look, I hope they don't mind me saying this, you know. But like, if we get lucky enough to have Kyle, Alex, Jack Parsi, Jackson Beal, Ben, all at one meeting, you know, between the qualifiers and the mains and the three mains, it could be a different result each race, and that can you know, it's a number of things. It can be. They could be taken out
by
one of us slower guys. It could be a mechanical
failure.
Or it could just be, those mains are unbelievable to watch.
That's awesome.
So, and the great thing about Nitro, as you know, is the mains can go anywhere from 15, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah. So a lot can happen in that time.
Get me excited, dude. Like, I love the scene down here in 1/10, and I've made myself like 1/10, but my passion is always 1/8. I'm excited about Canberra, and there's a track getting built in Sydney. The council put money into it. It's not open yet, so there's some hope that we might get something going down here again. But
Look, I hope he's due because it really is great fun.
Yeah.
8 scale.
So, I'm a B-main bandit like you. So do you ever, how do you go? Do you ever slip in there and give those guys a race sometimes or what?
Oh, look, I hope Matt Parsi is listening to this because last club race 2 weeks ago, I managed to beat Jack overall.
Awesome.
And I said to Matt, I'll note this down. This will forever be the day that the one and only time that I beat Jack Parsi.
That's unreal.
So,
yeah.
Look, it's always a lot of fun racing with those guys, and I think the good thing about having them here is even though we're not the fastest guys, they raise your standard of racing overall. So and they're just so knowledgeable too. And between that group of guys, there's not an asshole between them. They're all great guys that you can chat to and ask questions and they're all willing to have a laugh as well.
Awesome.
You know, it's
a really healthy scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you mentioned Campbelltown Hobbies earlier, but I just like to also share the love with, is there any local stores that support the clubs?
That's the other great thing about Southeast Queensland. Look, there's definitely a lot of banter between let's just call them the teams. But you know, you've got Speedy RC, who's fantastic. He's local. He has a van kitted out with everything you can possibly think of that he brings to the track pretty much every club meet. So he'll park up anything breaks.
That's so good to
pick through. Yeah. So Michael Sherman at Speedy RC's great local support. He looks after what are his brands? HB, Jetco, the Jetco tire range, and then you've got Coast to Coast, which is you've got the likes of Corey Tate. And those guys that look after the Techno brand and the Techno team.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they still look after like the AKA range of tyres. I might be wrong, but, and then Gosh, who else have we got? We got, yeah, Michael at Campbelltown, who's obviously doing S-Works and Six Mic. And then, gosh, I hope not forgetting anyone here. We've got Speedy, Coast to Coast, Campbelltown.
So is Mozzie RC, is there a shop behind that one? Or is that just...
No, we've got Tony. Tony Watson mostly looks after the daily running of right. that track. And then Chaz, pops in from time to time. Cool. So that's all, obviously, all 10 scale carpet racing. Yeah. So
awesome. All right.
Yeah.
So now that I'm going to do my first 1/8 race, there'll be a lot more 1/8 content on my channel and on this thing. So hopefully it's not doesn't end up being a disaster. So Matt, anything else you want to touch before we move on? I'm actually interviewing Kyle this same episode. Fun. It should be an awesome episode to hear a lot about 1/8 scale stuff. Yeah, anything else you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, look, I'm just trying to think. I think the main thing is the RC and 8 scale scene in Southeast Queensland is pretty tight knit. I think we have a lot of healthy banter between the brands yeah. and the support network. At the end of the day, it's all tongue in cheek stuff. I like to think that we don't take it too seriously, yeah. but definitely the talent and force and the momentum behind the Southeast Queensland scene is something to be reckoned with. And look, I'll say it now, if anyone decides to do any sort of, State of Origin type series, I'm not a native Queenslander, yeah. so it's a lot saying that from me, but I've got to say you know, the other states are going to have a lot of trouble keeping up with these guys up
there. So Nationals is in Queensland, right? So where's that being held?
Yep. That's at Sunshine.
And what's the surface at Sunshine?
That's the sand, well, the more loamy natural surface.
Oh, wow.
So for the guys coming up for that, you're going to have a hard time keeping up with Kyle, Alex, Jack, the Nitski kids, all the local guys, Ben, Zach Ryan. Good luck.
That's awesome.
Is all I can say.
All right, good stuff. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks for dropping in. It's been great to hear more about Southeast Queensland 1/8 scene and Logan and from you. So I might get you on again later on in the year when you have some of those big races happening. I don't know the dates. I'll try to find out the dates and I'll pop them up on the screen for the Queensland state titles, unless you know them, the state titles and the nationals.
Yeah, what do we got? We've got, Queensland titles at Pine Hills is the 17th and 19th of June.
Right in the middle of the year,
And then we've got nationals 21st and to the 24th of July.
Oh, it's a month later.
And then Meakin Masters, which is Logan, is 15th to 16th of October. And then you've got East Coast Nationals as well at Pine Hills, which is the 22nd and 24th of April.
Right. Wow.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, cool. I'll put those dates up just so we've got them on record as well. But thanks a lot once again. Who knows? I might come up there at some stage. These days, I tend to wrangle family holidays around race weekends.
It's hard. Like I said, it's hard to juggle keeping a happy wife and kids and racing all the time.
100%, man. Got enough time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cheers, mate. Thanks a lot. Good luck with your racing program. And we'll get on again and talk to you soon. All right?
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good one. See ya.
Welcome back to Geordie and Guns, episode 3, where this is Wrenching Corner, where each episode we talk about a particular setup feature of a car and we lean on Geordie's expertise as a semi-pro. So, Geordie, what's the topic this week, mate? What are we talking about?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about aerodynamics of a 1/10th buggy.
Awesome.
Mainly a buggy.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So, the two things involved in aerodynamics is your body and your wing. So, you want to try and have both of those as light as you can. I know you can get like lightweight bodies or standard weight bodies, but I usually run just from the standard weight because they're a bit more durable. They don't crack and all that. So there's a lot of different types of like styles of bodies you can get to suit carpet or dirt, which all depend on the aerodynamics as well. But usually aerodynamics comes from the rear wing, which gives you your rear grip and stability in the car. It's usually run a 6.5 inch width of a rear wing, or you can get a 7-inch rear wing, which is what I run on the two-wheel drive. And just for aerodynamics, the height of the, like, I think it's called the cord, the back bit.
Yep.
If you want to have a bit more drag to pull up the car, you usually have that a bit higher at the rear. And then for less kind of aerodynamics, you have it down low, so it allows air to kind of pass through a bit quicker. It's not as stable on the rear, but in four-wheel drive, you don't really need it to have a higher end because you already have the grip from your tires and the body as well. So I usually run a really low rear wicker on the four-wheel drive. Just makes it jumps better and a bit more rotation speed on it as well. And then you can also adjust the height of the side guards, you could call them. That makes it usually a higher one is a bit more stable around corners, and then you usually use a lower one if you want it to rotate a bit quicker, or it would jump a bit nicer if it's lower, if there's wind and all that.
So I've just learned pretty much everything I know just right then. So I didn't realize you could actually get 6.5 inch, 7 inch, and as you think about that. And so yeah. Your sides look quite high compared to what I have them. This is your four-wheel drive on the video?
This is the four-wheel drive, my XV4. Right. I usually do run them a lot higher than on the four-wheel drive compared to two-wheel drive.
Right.
Just find it keeps the car a bit more stable.
That's amazing. Corners.
Yeah.
I remember in the Worlds in China in 2017, Ty Tesman twice over the jumps got blown. It was pretty windy. Got blown off the track. And he spent in between the two A-mains. He was grinding down his wing to have less. Okay. Yeah, so that's really interesting.
Like a lower side guard would definitely help in the wind as well, because there'll be less air pushing against it, so your car won't kind of fold over in the air kind of thing.
Wow. And so this is really interesting for me. So do you, the angle as well, do you ever adjust that? Like,
very rarely.
Right.
I usually try and keep it as flat as I can.
Flat, okay.
But this one has a bit of an angle. Just on the side of it, looks like it's angled, but the actual middle piece is flat.
Okay.
So just try and limit the amount of drag it has on the car.
Yeah. And you mentioned, so you have a low wicker on the four-wheel drive. On the two-wheel drive, you have a bit of a higher wicker just to get more grip in the back. Is that what it's for?
Yeah, so a bit more downforce on the rear. Especially at Wodonga when it was low grip, I had it kind of at the normal height. But at Kilo when it's higher grip, I had run it really low to try and get a bit more rotation out of the car.
That's awesome. So just get back to bodies. I'm a bit dubious, but when I went to get...
Yeah.
So I got the bodies that come with my XB4 and XB2, and I went to get a new set of bodies to get James Ainsley to paint in pro colours.
Yeah.
And everyone told me, get the carpet edition for four-wheel drive. So is there that much difference with the bodies? It makes that much difference?
Well, you can kind of see on this one, the back of it is super flat and low compared to the dirt one has like a really big... scoop at the back for a bit more rig downforce on it.
Right.
So I find this one rotates and jumps a lot nicer than the dirt one. I find the dirt one, especially on the high grip, would really make the car squat at the rear. So it's a bit aggressive on the rear end.
Wow.
Because of that scoop it had, the air was kind of catching it and pushing the rear of the car down a lot more. So this one's I find it a lot more stable because it's got these middle scoops in between, in the center of the car.
I can see those.
It kind of makes it a bit more stable as well. And then you got the scoop on the front window as well to give it more front downforce.
Yeah, because to the background of this, while we're talking, I have your cars up close and the four-wheel drive is really big. So you can actually see the humps in the middle you're talking about. Wow, that's amazing. And so on the two-wheel drive, is that a J Concepts? What is that body?
That would probably be the F2 that's on there at the moment.
Right. Okay.
So that's more of a carpet style body.
Right.
So I use that at Kilo when it's high grip because it doesn't have much rear like scoops on it. It gives a bit more rotation and it doesn't have like one of those center fins like the J Concepts P2 has. So
yeah.
It definitely corners and jumps a lot nicer. And I find it feels a lot more natural compared to another style body.
Yeah.
But yeah, so at Wodonga, I used the kit body from X-Ray. So they had the scoop at the rear of it. So what would have came with your car as well? That kind of body.
I had no idea that there's that much to go into this. This is crazy. Like, yeah, it's amazing. So you have different bodies and wings depending on the track grip, and that's what you normally do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's heaps of options you can try. I could try and keep it as simple as I can, though, just between a body and a wing. Yeah. But you can all, you've also probably seen that some rear wings have like a center divider.
Yeah.
So it's like got four kind of.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask about that. Do you ever use those?
Yeah, I usually use it on the two wheel drive if it's either a bit low grip, or I definitely don't use it if it's windy because it catches more wind on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's low grip or you need a bit more stability around corners, I usually use that.
This is unreal. Okay, so what about front wings? I think your two-wheel drive, you have one, your four-wheel drive, you don't. Is that right?
No, I've never run one on the four-wheel drive. Yeah. I know Matty Cooper runs a massive one. I remember at XRS, he had a big old front wing on the front of his four-wheel drive, but it all just depends on how you like your car to feel, if you want more steering. But then, yeah, it would also help with nose dive, a bit more of a jump, so keeps the nose a bit flatter. That's why we usually use it on the two-wheel drive, to keep the nose down, because you don't have power coming through your front wheels on a two-wheel drive. The front wing helps, keeps the nose down on it.
Awesome. And, okay, wow. So in terms of, there's also things like, you mentioned, is there things about the height or how far forward or back it is to the to the shock towers?
You can change like the length from where the back of the wing is to the where your shock tower is. I usually try and have it as far forward as I can on the forward drive. I've actually cut mine about 3 or 4 mil shorter than what it is from the standard line. So move it a lot more forward. I find it rotates a lot nicer, especially on a high grip. But on two-wheel drive, I usually have it around where it's usually supposed to be.
I guess it's a couple, like 5 mil away. Okay, from the whatever. Okay, wow, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, so the further away you have it as well, the more rear downforce it's going to have.
Okay.
Because it's further away from your axle.
Okay. Okay, this has been a really good wrenching corner. Is there anything else that you want to talk about with aerodynamics? I can't think of anything I can ask, but that sounds awesome.
I think we've covered majority of that.
Yeah.
So just try and keep – I don't want to try and get too complicated, otherwise you get kind of messed up.
Yeah, no,
with
that sounds,
the change and all that.
That sounds amazing. All right, well, thanks. Yep. That's Wrenching Corner. Once again, thanks, Geordie. So if anyone's got any questions about setup, either something we've spoken about or something you want to hear Geordie talk about, please.
Yeah, let us know.
Please let us know. Yeah.
For sure.
You're awesome. All right, we'll just have a break and we'll come back. Okay, welcome back to Geordie and Guns, episode 3. It's time to wrap up the show, Geordie. So, racing Keilor this weekend. And I guess the next race for you that's big will be the Victorian one, the Victorian Driver Series in April.
Yeah, in April, the Keilor Cup.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
And I think May is Chargers. So, the Chargers, they've reached out to me, the Chargers president or whatever. So, he wants to talk about the club. So, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, nice.
I've got a bit of a backlog, Geordie, of all these people who want to get on the show. So that's quite cool.
That's good. It's good.
We are trying to get our equipment sorted so Geordie and I can interview people at the same time. But so that'll be really good. So we'll probably hear from, I might try to put Chargers in the next episode. Kyle, we didn't make Kyle, I know we said we're going here, didn't make this episode. He'll be in episode 4, which will be good. So anything else you want to say,
right.
Geordie? You back at school?
Yeah, so I went back 4 or 5 weeks ago now.
Oh, you did?
So, year 12, so the big year.
Final year. Oh, man, it's going to impact your racing program for sure at some stage.
Yeah. Well, I definitely know it's not going to impact the Nationals. That's probably the most important one.
Yeah,
so
it will be.
That's on school holidays.
So if I come back from all these amazing stories about Canberra, is it going to accelerate your 1/8 program? Or?
I'd love to start it as soon as I can, but I mean, year 12 would just be too hard.
Probably better.
So definitely next year.
2023 project, hey?
Yep, that's the one. 2023, 1/8.
So I'm going to try to watch as much of the Dirt Nitro Challenge as I can. Tomorrow is E-Buggy and Truggy, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be awesome to watch qualifying and stuff. So we'll talk about it next episode, Geordie.
Yeah. Well, that track walk I watched from, I think, David and Ronnefolk today.
Yeah.
That was really cool from that track. It showed the amount of elevation it has and the massive jumps and stuff.
He was walking into the jumps, into the gap. It was like, I was like, oh my, and he goes, I hope,
yeah.
He likes to say to you guys, I hope it doesn't rain. There'll be pools. Like, there'll be pools
yeah.
in water.
There's like a big bowl berm section in the center.
Yeah. And it was good to hear him talk around, like, if you come, you know, cut this corner tight, you take a double here, you can't make the triple. Like, there's all these, so many different lines and things. And I like how when the track gets blown out, you hear Jared Tebow saying all the time, you have to find different lines, sometimes in the middle of the race. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I like about, like, those off-road tracks, like, especially up with Donga. There was a couple of lines we had to take where it was a lot smoother than where it was on the actual racing line, where it would be bumpy.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
So get your mind ticking.
Yeah, those surfaces are quite cool. What tyres would you use?
I was on the J Concept Sprinters, so similar to a hole shot or something.
Oh, yeah. Pro line. A pin tyre.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Just a close cell as well.
Yeah.
And I think super soft and soft compound I used.
Do you often use open cell with mod cars? Does that make a difference? Or you normally close
it
cell?
It does make a difference, but I've never really run open cell for ages, really.
I was going to say, like,
I mean, all the tyres nowadays come with close cell as well.
Yeah. I thought that, I know it makes a difference, but I was thinking with a mod car, that'd be too, not enough stability. I don't know, with an open cell, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they tend to balloon a lot more on throttle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
If I ever asked you, before we go, sorry, I'm wrapping up, what motors do you run in your cars? What turn motors?
I've got the Hobbywing 6.5 in my four-wheel drive. And then the 8.5 in my two-wheel drive.
That's pretty standard these days.
Yeah, either a 5.5 or 6.5.
Somewhere on a 5.5, yeah.
And then a 7.5 or 8.5 or in two-wheel drive.
But you find that power of is enough, 6.5 and a 8.5?
I mean, they got plenty of power. So I find they're a bit more smoother than like a lower turn motor as well.
Right.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Right, well, I can't wait. We're recording on Thursday night. I'll put this out tomorrow before we go to Canberra.
And good luck for that.
Thank you. I might do I might do some live stuff because I can kind of wrangle it, I think. I'm not sure. If it's not live, I'll get it up pretty quick from my phone.
No,
sweet. Because I've got 5G and I think I've been told there's 5G there. So I'm also going to record all the finals. I spoke to Ari, so I'm not going to be the A-main. So I'm going to record the A-main of the Nitro, which is going to be of both. So which would be awesome.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Geordie, mate.
Awesome.
Have a great
Andrew.
Weeks.
Yeah, you too.
And I'll chat to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. See you next time.